Earnestly, open both of you saw.
Up that wallet. Open it!
And when you go broke, I will leave you.
You don't really gotta bust it open. You really don't have to. They got all types of shit now. They got roses.
Like, you can be fine without.
Yeah, like, my coochie smell good. Like, everything, like, you don't even gotta just, you don't really gotta fuck with me.
You can just receive.
You can just receive and go to bed, babe. Don't make your life hard. Like, let them buy stuff, but, like.
But that's it.
I don't know. I just don't like them anymore. To date-wise. Like, y'all can provide.
I love the self-awareness.
Open up that wallet. Open it! I get so excited.
So you want them to spend?
Yes.
Perhaps go in debt. And
when you go broke, I will leave you.
Oh.
Figure it out.
So you're here to just bleed them dry.
Yes.
As soon as you get everything, you're off.
Why would a man risk his life for a woman with this type of mentality? Why would a man try to protect a woman with this type of mentality from anything or anyone? Why would a man show any form of chivalry to a woman with a mentality like this? There is absolutely no upside. He's literally only voluntarily being disrespected and going into debt for someone who openly says they will leave you in an instant soon as you go into the debt that they purposely driven you into.
So you want them to spend?
Yes.
Perhaps go in debt.
And when you go broke, I will leave you.
And there are some idiotic men out there that are doing these things and being treated this way and just accepting it and going off of hope. When she's telling you in broad daylight that hope is not alive for you, she has no respect for you at all. And you still will deal with a woman like this? And you still will be around a woman like this? What is wrong with you? And if you look through the comments, there are literally like 99% of women who are championing this type of mindset to drain a man till he's dry, give them no type of respect, be completely selfish, only take, only take, only take, never give them anything. Every action has a reaction. So there's going to be a whole lot of men that look at this and say, okay, I don't want to be one of them suckers. This is the type of mentality of the women these days. So it's all going to be transaction based. Always. I'm not going to give them no respect because they don't respect me. I'm not going to step a foot out to try to help no woman in any type of situation because I know that type of woman only wants to drive me into the ground. So what would be the benefit of me helping her? They look at me like livestock. They just use you to eat. You're not even a walking being. They don't even look at you like you have a soul if they have this type of mindset. Just listen to them. They're literally telling you. You do not have a soul to them. Only a material for survival. I only use you. I don't care about you. You just give me everything I want and I will discard you forever soon as you don't have what I want anymore. I don't care. A woman's worst enemy is a single woman with this type of mindset because they only want you to be in the same despair that they are in. Misery loves company. They try to act like this is so great and trying to pull you on that side, but it's only to bring them comfort to see others in the same situation as them, to see others who die alone just like them. No, literally, that's what Summer Walker said. She said she wants to die alone.
We're talking about, I guess, like men and your lifestyle. You said, I like it when I'm with you, but I know I ultimately want to die alone.
Yeah, because it's really giving that still.
Mm.
Yeah. It's like, you know, I like want to fuck with somebody. I do, because I'm a lover girl. But then it's like, once you really like decenter men from your life and you really find your peace with just yourself and how peaceful your home be and just how peaceful everything be, then it just start to get like, do you really want a nigga? So then it'd be like, dying alone don't sound too bad.
Mm. Do you think that that will be what happens in the life of Summer Walker?
It could be, but as long as I'm at peace, then it's cool. Because it's like everybody I know that got a nigga is like calling me, girl, he cheated, girl. He whooped my ass. Girl. He gave me an STD. Ah, girl, it's this and that. Oof. That bitch following that page. Oh, my God. His baby mama stalking me. Like, the shit that I hear, it's nuts. So it just gets to a point where it's like, damn, I'm bored. But I don't have nothing to complain about to none of my friends. Nothing. I have not one thing to complain about because I don't fuck with niggas.
So then it seems like what you're saying is the solution here is stop dating men.
Yeah. Like, let them buy stuff, but like...
But that's it.
You don't really got to bust it open. You really don't have to.
And that's okay if that's what you want to do. Die alone, well, die alone. But don't try to get others to die alone with you. Because this type of mindset is only worthy if dying alone. And that's okay. If that's who you are, that's who you want to be, you should die alone. You shouldn't be with anyone. No one should show any respect to you. No one should care for you because you don't care for anyone yourself. It's only right. Death by yourself is where you should be. They want you to believe this is what strength looks like. This is what a strong Black woman looks like. How is that a goal of a strong Black woman to look and have this type of mentality? To not to have a father in the home, not to have men around their children to help raise them, not to have that type of support system. You're falling for the trap all over again. Over and over again, you fall for the same trap, and they're going to keep going after the same type of people that will fall for it. They want you to feel this way. But what you going to do when the government not be your man anymore? We already seeing they pulling back now. Look at the administration. They pulling back all this government support for these families now. This is just the tip of the iceberg. They tried to replace the man in the home with the government and force the Black man out. And now that government that has been your man for the past 50 years, he's pulling out now. So what are you going to do? You going to crawl back to the Black man? After you done had this mentality for so long that only got worse and worse and worse and worse and worse? It's like, if you heard a man talking like this about women, you would say he's the most misogynistic person on earth. If you heard a man speaking like this, you would scream that he's misogynistic. He should lose every job he has. He should lose any endorsement. You would force him to be canceled. But when you hear women speaking like this, you call it female empowerment. It's just you falling for the same trap that they keep putting out there. You can't tell they setting you up. You can't tell they setting us up. You can't tell that you are the Trojan horse and they are climbing into your mentality to creep into your family dynamics and come out and destroy everyone. You are the Trojan horse. You're not the warriors inside the Trojan horse. They are. And you know who they are. And they're going to creep out just like you're looking right now as you see the government already pulling back because they replaced the Black man in the families about 50 years ago, causing women mindset to get worse and worse and worse against Black men to make them feel like they don't have to have no man around because you got good old government right here that's going to replace your man. And now, since your mind got to this extreme point where it's going to be so hard to go back on, now that government that was your man, look at the evidence. He's pulling away because his job is almost done. Look at the signs. They pulling back Social Security. They pulling back EBT. They pulling back all of those things they use to get you away from your man. To get you away from being a Black family, to make you feel family, to make you feel woman empowered. You can't see the trap. You're going to keep falling for it and not realize the power you have when you have a family dynamic. How many times are you going to fall for the trap? Men fell for the trap with all the drug use, all of that crap, and they went right after you. Directly afterwards with this type of mentality. And they used it to reinforce their goal from the beginning. Separating us more and more. When we gonna wake up? When we gonna wake up and see all of these biases, these intentional biases? But no one wants to look at the bias when they are reaping benefits off of it. They only want to have a problem with it if their benefits are removed. You don't see the benefit of having someone around until you don't have that replacement of them anymore. Now, all of a sudden, when all of this stuff is taken away, we're going to see more appreciation. But then, do you understand the mindset will be of those men? Like, nah, don't try to show me that now, because when you saw that replacement, you didn't even care about my soul anymore. You chose yourself over me and family. So that over me and our children, you chose yourself and the government. That's what you chose. So now you want to come back to me now when the government left you? Why should he? And then we look at these women, like, have these mindsets like Summer Walker has right now, talking about these men, saying that this is women empowerment. She's strong. She's right. She's doing the right thing. That's how it should be. But then look at men. Literally, you see all these little things coming out now that men over 30 with no kids and no marriage is growing the highest. It's growing at a rapid pace. Why would you think that's happening? Because they're seeing so many women who think like this. Why would they marry a woman like that? They said they're choosing peace. And then when you look in all the comments, you see a lot of women chiming in saying, if they're gay, say they're gay. So now the man got to be gay because he choose not to have kids, because he choose not to marry a woman who openly is saying that they only want to take from you and not give anything, not give respect, not give loyalty, not give any type of intimacy. You only pay for them over and over again and get nothing. But they're gay if they choose not to accept that. That's the twisted manipulation that a lot of these women are trying to put out there. And if you fall for it, you're a dummy. And the sad thing about it is a lot of our ladies are delusional and really believe this stuff. And then their friends, the other women around them, only reinforce their delusion. Those are not your friends. You're not speaking from logic at all. You're not listening from logic at all. You're only coming from a selfish mindset and around a bunch of people who want you to remain low vibration just like them. And you're falling for the overall trap that they're trying to put us in. You don't understand that if someone put this much effort in keeping us apart, they realize how strong and beautiful we would be together. They try to avoid all these great black families that are together. They try not to speak about them at all when we have a lot of them, but they don't get the light. These are the messages that's pushed. It's crazy.
But what are you guys' thoughts on this whole thing? It sounds like her mindset is coming from a hurt place. And a lot of times when people are hurt, they do talk like this. They do move like this. They will try to make other people feel the way that they felt, because she obviously went through some bad relationships.
The Hottest Point Podcast. More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.